Hi friends, and welcome to my podcast, Socialistic Approach, and this is your host, Sharon. I hope everybody's doing lovely out there. Today I want to introduce season 2 of this podcast, and I just want to say to everybody who's been listening from the very beginning, thank you so much. It's not unnoticed, and my heart appreciates it way more than you can ever imagine. I hope this content continues to be a blessing for your life and a way to really invite many, many things, all good. And this second season is all going to be about diving a little bit deeper into healing. So it's very appropriate to begin our first episode of season 2 with why heal? What is it about healing that's important? Why do I need it? Why is this a common title, word, that we are hearing more and more circling around us? So let's look at what healing is. I think that's very important. And healing can be looked at in many different aspects of what makes us us. Our mind, our body, our spirit. Healing is the process of making or becoming sound or healthier again. Another way of looking at this is to make healthy, whole, or sound, restore to health, to bring to an end or conclusion as conflicts between people or groups usually with the strong implication of restoring former relationships. To settle, to reconcile. And spiritual healing is a very interesting definition. It's defined as the direct interaction between one individual, the healer, and a second, the sick, with the intention to bring about an improvement in the illness. But who becomes the healer? When it comes to our spirit? And that is an important question to ask. For me personally, I believe in our Creator, and He is who I have given my spiritual healing to. And whatever your beliefs are could vary in the situation. But for me, that was my experience, and it continues to be my experience. But I will say this, no matter how you look at healing, no matter how you look at your spiritual life, there has to be a healer in order to heal the sick. And what this means is that a part of you has to rise above and recognizing why you need healing and the actions you're going to take to do so. But it's always nice to hear experiences from other people, because healing is difficult. Healing is about truth, and we all know what they say about truth. You can't handle the truth. It's about vulnerability, which so many times in our lives it has been frowned upon. It's about managing and tackling and fighting with your emotions. It's hard. So again, why do we need healing? Well, we have all, with no except, all of us that are living this human experience have been subjected to pain, damage, and trauma. And yes, pain, damage, and trauma, physically, mentally, and spiritually. We also live in a society or in societies and cultures that gaslight our reality for their comfort and convenience. And if you ever looked at any governmental structure, that alone invites into the many things that influence pain and among other people and other groups, while it's convenient for others. War is convenient for certain people. Living in a capitalist society where people are not trained or educated to thrive in is convenient for certain people. Racism and prejudice, where powers lie on one side more than the other, is convenient for other people, while gaslighting the very real pain and reality of other people. Power and greed stand right at the top of these things that transcend and descend upon our societies and cultures, and they create trauma. One of the things that is so affected, yet it's so important that we protect, is family. The family home, the family setup with children are growing up in and being influenced by. Often generational traumas carry over and over from generation to generation. And these individuals are out here in this world, and what they project onto the world as unhealed, guess what? Comes right back to the family setting. So if I haven't mentioned enough reasons, if I missed it, not sure what to say here, but I think those are sufficient reasons to look at ourselves and say, what kind of healing do I need today? Because we are living through this life. It is part of the human experience to go through things that are going to affect us, to go through things that are going to damage us, and it's so important to create the space to heal. Now, how do we do that? Well, while we look at the meaning of healing, feeling whole, restoration, ending something that no longer fits into my progress of moving forward, of healing, of loving, of feeling free, then I have to leave those things behind. What's holding me back from moving forward? What is subtly trying to get my attention? Do I have reactions to the world, to my loved ones, to my partner, to my family, that rise in moments where I quite don't know if I'm okay, where I'm feeling emotions are unexplainable, and where I'm projecting anger, sadness, negativity, criticism, judgment, and self-hate onto other people? Those are signs that there's something that we need to give a space to. And it's hard, because like I said, it requires the truth. It requires clarity. It requires a space for it to move. And it makes us uncomfortable. This is why love is the biggest ingredient when it comes to healing. The love that you have around you and the love that you have for yourself. To be reminded that you deserve not just a second chance, but a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, how many times it takes. You deserve that. Because you get to actually decide that you do. That you can give yourself another chance. That you can give yourself another chance without carrying guilt, which carries over all those things that are trying to draw your attention to them. Because they want to heal. A open cut will bleed, will get infected, will do all these things, will make the rest of your body sick until you pay attention to it. You wouldn't just put dirt right on top of an open wound, would you? So why does the matters of the heart and our spirit are not sometimes as important and as a priority as an open skin wound would be? You are all these three things. And I would say that most importantly, you're a soul. And if that's not aligned, if that's not feeling whole, how do we get it to be whole? How do we get it to thrive? How do we get it to feel good in who we are? I'll name a couple things. Not only self-love and love to others, forgiveness. Oh, that's a hard one. Because often we want to take justice into our own hands. Often we want to see the people who hurt us hurt the way that we have. Somehow we feel like it will validate our experience. It will make it more true or more real, more seen by the world, to have someone pay for what they did to us. But guess what? Yeah, it sucks that other people and their influences and their unresolved stuff has been projected on you. It's hurt you. And it sucks. And it's frustrating. But you know what the thing is? It's still yours. Now you own it. You can't give it back. But you can put it behind you. By recognizing that you deserve that second, third, or whatever chance it is. Stop keeping track of how many times you've done this. Count the progress that you're making. Forgiveness is key when it comes to healing. Healing is about letting go. It doesn't justify what people have done. They have to live with that. Whether you think you understand that or not, that's a different thing. But they have to live with that. Not you. How much can you keep carrying today? Healing unloads you, but it does it softly, and it does it painfully sometimes, and it does it slowly, and it does it in so many ways. It does it in the way that it needs to happen, and it doesn't feel good all the time, and there will be tears involved, and there will be tantrums involved because your inner child is screaming to the top of the gut, to its lungs, help, help ease this in me. And the adult you has to step in and say, I'm here, I'm present, I'm aware. I'm recognizing what triggers me. I'm recognizing what's holding me back. I recognize what needs to be buried today. Have the funeral. Go to the grieving process. Yes, sometimes we have to grieve our experiences, although they may be horrendous. Although we may not want to think about it. We are individuals of attachment. Things attached to us. To our spirit, our mind, our hearts. And so the process of detaching, even if it's something you want to get rid of, even if it's something that you must get rid of, it still hurts. There's a comfort in holding on to things. Because it gives us a sense of control. A control that was once taken away from us. And left us shattered and confused and scared out of our minds. And so we don't want to relive the experience of letting go. But you must. You must, because the weight will get heavier and heavier. And you need to be light as a feather to move forward. To live this life that is a gift, and to live it in the best possible way that you can. I encourage you to recognize what you need to heal, what is drawing or grabbing your attention today, to allow it the space it needs to move so you can see it clearly, to allow the space to forgive and let go, and most importantly, to be able to grieve as long as you need to grieve. To understand that nobody gets to dictate how you heal, how you let go of these things. No one. That you've been given a God-given right to adjust in the way that you need to adjust because you are unique. And that is the diversity of healing. It looks different for everyone, even if there are things that are relatable. And how wonderful it is that we're diverse people that can share our experiences and they can be totally different yet relatable. There's magic in that. There's power in it. Get close to people who are also in the process of healing or have been in a process of healing. Community is so important when it comes to our journey with ourselves. And that's the irony about companionship. There's the you that you're always going to be with. That person is never going away. Yet relationships bring a magnificent side of healing and seeing the world in a new light, where we can surround ourselves with people who bring aspirations, who bring encouragement, who through their vulnerability and their own suffering can remind us that we're not alone. And that's beautiful. And it's a gift. You don't have to do this on your own. You can do it with people that you can trust and be vulnerable with. And there are many out there. I know this world sometimes teaches us that there isn't people who are going to understand. And it takes a lot of courage to open up about what we're going through. But I promise you, out of all the people in the crowd, there will be those loyal people. There will be those compassionate people. And you're never going to find out who they are if you don't give yourself the opportunity to transcend and connect through healing. I hope this has initiated a pathway to look at healing differently for yourself. And we will continue in farther episodes talking about different types of healing and what they cause, what they bring, and how to look at these differently. To be more objective, to be more aware, and to always have love circling those difficult moments. And to know you're not alone. I see you. And I can relate to anybody out there struggling with this. No, you're not by yourself. So, like always, thank you for listening. I wish you and send you much love and blessings and to the many forms of healing. Until next time.